Well, alrighty then.
Hey man, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good. Hi everyone, and welcome to another amazing episode as we are back.
We are.
Hopefully. You know, with us. With another night at Coast Coast Goes to the Movies.
Facts. We at the motherfucking movie. Virtually.
Coast Coast at the Movies.
Hey, you know what's funny? So the it's interesting how things. Well, no, it's not even. It's for the movie. I don't know why I'm about to go into a rant, but this is.
Yeah, great. Please don't.
Okay, all right, you know I save it, but God damn it, movies are awesome. I just say okay. That. Man. Find y'all something to binge.
Okay, so many moons ago, the last thing that we watched was Set It Off.
Yeah, it was.
I'm still, now that I think about it, even though it's been a long time, I'm still angry at that movie.
I still, hey, look, man, the song when Cleo about to shoot on, like, ride through, that song still give me to this day, every time.
I just can't.
I wish y'all would see how the fuck I tried to spell the name of the movie we about to watch.
First of all, I just want y'all to know he asked me, how do you spell Billy Madison? And
repeatedly.
Billy, then Madison. Mm-hmm. That's how you spell it. That's so exactly if you didn't know, we're watching Adam Sandler's 1995 smash hit, Billy Madison.
Yeah, man, that's what we're watching. I don't think I've seen this shit before. I think I may have like walked in on half of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Okay, so this is about to be great. So I'll count us in.
Yeah, count us in.
On me on three. 1, 2, 3. I never okay. know how loud to put my laptop. Universal Pictures. You know, I think this is before he started his own production company.
Yeah. I think it's dope to even have, to even be able to say I have a production company. Wow, no, it's not. What's wrong with you? What?
It is dope to say you have your own production company after creating movies.
You remember to do that.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
What's today? October?
Hey, I'm writing that down. That's dope. What day is it? October?
Do they even make nude magazines anymore? I said.
Oh yeah. Oh, that business is still thriving. You might not know it, but it's. Everybody ain't got internet all around the world. Hustler is still getting sold somewhere, I believe.
I'm just asking.
I know. It's wild. But just like Pimp, she said, Pimpin' ain't dead. It just moved to the website. I'm pretty sure that paper business gone. They
look at this driving we doing.
I like the candy cane striped suits.
Right.
I like how across the street is just and over. Fields.
Oh, wow. Sheet Mel Fiesta.
I pieced it in that. Said, that's wild.
Women over 80.
Good gracious.
These don't even look like magazines. These are just like
pamphlets. Drunk chicks. What in the world? Oh,
no,
okay,
Mr.
I see.
Madison, they're not penguins. You got too much sun today. They're not penguins.
It's too damn hot for a penguin to be just walking around here.
What?
I gotta send him back to the South Pole.
My man said, I gotta run him over. That's what he just
Wow.
said.
Here we go. That's and this we ain't 4 minutes in. Okay.
We ain't 4 minutes in.
So first, okay, so he's in a big ass mansion. So this nigga rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the good guys, penguin. Don't lie.
This is an immaculate space. Look at the fucking.
Exactly.
What is this called?
Fountain.
Is that a fountain?
Yeah.
Cause that looked like the March on Washington. Like, what's that little pond in the front of it? That's what that is. Oh, that's a long ass fountain. It's a football field fountain.
Ooh,
it's football field fountain.
Football field fountain.
Nigga, that's the same house Casper live in.
Casper.
Yeah, I played that game.
Why are you going over all the roses?
Oh.
Oh, that boy gifted.
Here I come.
Yep. Gifted.
Oh my God.
Right this way, gentlemen. Mr. Madison is expecting you.
She like, if y'all gonna walk right on top of him.
Why her name Juanita, Lord? Why her name Juanita, Lord?
Because she looked like a Juanita.
He's a five-piece ass, though, too.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay.
He's a five-piece ass, too.
Look at Vegeta.
I can tell you've been watching.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, doesn't put the Triscuit crackers in my stomach. That doesn't come.
Is Triscuit crackers a slang for getting money?
No, he talking about eating.
Oh, okay. He literally talking about eating.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Succession.
Juanita said he'd be down in a few minutes. I'm sure you'll all be very impressed.
Shampoo is
better. In the mouth.
Conditioner is better. I need the hair silky and smooth. Oh, really, for really.
That fight wasn't even exciting. Just
me and him. Right. He's trying not to laugh.
Go.
Look at Billy.
Is he supposed to be eight? Like, is it a growth spurt? Like,
no, he is not supposed to be eight.
My nigga went to the table and immediately went down the slurp. That's phone big as a motherfucker. God damn.
Everybody got big ass spoons.
Shut up! Facts. Shut up, bitch. What are you talking about?
Well, this guy can stay in my room, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God.
He's like, what is this child doing?
Eat your soup. Good soup.
But y'all could have started without Billy.
Shout out to the midday. I don't get it.
Please, Blake, please, no.
Shouting to Blake.
I beg you. Sorry, Daddy. This is a big night for me tonight, gents. I have an appointment.
You act like a nigga that work with me.
Get out of here! Get the hell out of here! Get the hell out of here!
Nigga putting a hex on him. That is voodoo, sir.
Right?
How much you been talking to this nanny? That's what I want to know. Did the nanny teach you voodoo?
All right. Billy said, fuck y'all. I'm going to go get a burger.
Rather bone Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
How is that the competition?
Oh my god, I am the winner. Billy is not.
Who threw the pickles?
Them three.
When did they throw the pickles?
When they said ready, set, go.
Oh, okay.
Your mic is hot.
To one day turn it over to our only son, Billy. Carl, how many people work for Madison?
61,000. That's why he got a mansion.
Yeah.
Hotel operator speaking gibberish.
Y'all don't speak gibberish, so why would he have them speaking gibberish?
What? Has anyone ever said that?
I don't know. Y'all too grown.
Why y'all got the he got the shit from in front of his own house. They didn't walk far for that shit.
No, they didn't.
He done lit that bitch in front of some firewood.
Right. Look at Billy.
Oh my god, old man Clemens hates shit. Here we go. What the hell is it? What do you want?
Why are you answering the door like that?
Right.
Don't put it out with your boots, Chad.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Oh no.
I cannot.
Oh no. Poop again. God damn. Now, how old is fucking. He's a, you know what? I'm going to lay back.
Not Eric is pregnant.
How many takes did they have to do for them to not laugh, kid?
For this whole movie.
Not gonna wear that sweater kind of hard. That sweater kind of hard, dude.
But not with the shirt underneath.
I mean, yeah, that's stupid. Honestly.
Toys, cars, vacations, clothes.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's all my fault. I made a mistake.
Are you something?
He got Frank name underneath it.
Can't you just stop for 2 seconds? I'm trying to tell you that I'm retiring, and Eric, not you, is going to take over Madison Hotel. Eric? You're going to give the company to Eric? He is a bad, bad man. What are you doing? And what do you care who I appoint to run the company, huh? I mean, I'm doing you a favor. You don't ever have to look for a job.
Yeah, now you can sit around here all day, goofing off, sipping drinks, chasing invisible penguins.
Is that it, Dad? Did the penguin tell you to do this?
You know, I can help Billy until he gets the hang of it.
I think Crazy Carl is right.
Shout out to him being crazy, Carl.
High school was a pain in the ass, but I graduated.
You graduated because I paid your teachers to get you decent grades. I regretted it every day since. I thought at the time that if you could get good grades, you might get into a good college and straighten yourself out. I don't believe that. Well, what do you believe? That you were an honor student?
Oh, no.
Ain't no way.
Billy, no.
On his own.
Look how many fake fucking books on that shelf.
I know, they all fake.
Either they fake or they're like the great works of like Amadeus. This nigga got like right. The 19 set volume of Poseidon story. What was that glad Tom Cruise? I know. God damn. He slid in. If you don't get the fuck.
Yeah, so what's your point?
Rock!
R-O-C-K!
The C is silent. Okay.
He said, you're making my blood pressure rise.
First grade through 12th grade. All over.
The C is silent, though. That's dope.
I'll do each grade in 2 weeks. Take the test, regraduate, prove to you I'm not an idiot, and then I get to take over Madison Hotel.
That's some idea.
Ain't that some rich people shit?
It totally is.
Yeah, I did. Pretty good, huh? Hmm. Brian, don't you think the future of Madison Hotels and its 61,000 employees is too important to gamble on a game like this?
No. You're on. Carl, you make your arrangements.
Bruh.
How do you make these arrangements?
Oh, right.
Man, he didn't even get to prepare.
He snackled.
Nice try,
Asmite.
You're just delaying.
Why is a random chair? I hope that chair ain't made out of black people.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. History is wild.
Let's go, Billy.
Hit it.
Adam Sandler used to be jigging.
You got that right.
Look at this walk.
Hey, that's wild.
Look, he's like, I can't. Look at him.
Oh, back to school.
I look like he ready to go work at construction. That's your first day fit? Damn, like I got a millionaire.
Nothing.
You're rich. Why didn't you just get a car? They drove past this thing. Where do they live at? Why does this civilization look right. A lot more civilized?
Right.
This nigga live in the outback. That's his problem. Look at this camera angle. That was no reason for that.
Hi, how you doing? Okay. And you're going to class today, too?
I'll be going to class to teach. How about you?
I'll be going to learn.
You must be Billy Madison.
You must be the
Don't you think it's a little pathetic that just because of who your father is, you get to come to school all over again?
Yes, I do.
As long as you know.
Well, all
right. He's like, girl, I know I'm fucking rich as shit. I literally proposed this to my dad 3 days ago.
This was a whim.
Yeah.
Hey kids, not gonna lie. Step that art game up.
Right.
I remember in elementary school. All right, that was funny.
Scotty likes beans, don't you, Scotty?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, ball for class.
They listen to her, though.
I want you all to meet our new friend, Billy. Can everyone say hello to Billy?
Hello, Billy.
Billy is going to be sharing our fun and learning for the next 2 weeks. Billy is special, just like each and every one of you. What do we do to our special people?
Not during Delta time.
All right, that's one. I'm right there.
Billy, why don't you take a seat right up front here? And we can start story time.
Why you got Billy in the front?
Thank you.
Kids are brutal because that's something that she probably would really say in real life.
The Puppy Who Lost His Way by Chrissy Taylor.
Billy should be in the back. He's too big.
Puppy paws out of his puppy house. This was the ordinary. This puppy was the happiest puppy in the whole world. That one, his name was Happy.
That's dope.
Look at them.
Enthralled. Hey, look.
So happy that he gave Happy a kiss.
How long was this book?
Right.
Whoa, Miss Lippy. Part of the story I don't like is that the little boy gave up looking for Happy after an hour. He didn't put posters up or anything. He just sat on the porch like a goon.
She's like, sir.
That little boy's got to think. You got a pet. You got a responsibility. If your dog is lost, you don't look for an hour that's hard to quit. You get your ass out there and you find that fucking dog.
I'm glad all the kids sleep.
Dodgeball.
Why is it now time to play dodgeball?
Because all the kids will sleep. Time to wake their ass up.
Doyle, that's a hard name. In elementary school, Doyle is a hard name.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. She has a motherfucker. Exercising the demons in there.
She like, bro, I'm up here trying to.
What are you doing back?
Come on, man. The pie grinder says kick in.
Well, that just means you stay off to the side until a new game starts.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm kind of tired anyways. I'll just sit here and color or something.
You don't understand. This is my weed time.
Exactly.
Special time.
First of all,
what are you doing? Why are you saying like that?
There's no such way that they are allowed to have these children outside unsupervised.
This was the 90s, baby. This is regular. This is what you did. Fuck the kids. They in a gate.
That's not what happened when I was in school.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Oh my God.
he Magic Johnson head faking people out here.
These poor children.
The bet that snack pack's pretty good.
Hmm.
Want to trade me the rest of it for this banana?
No.
You know how badly I can beat you, right?
Yeah, I know you could beat me up, but I'm still not going to trade you. The best
video game ever. I disagree. It's a very good game, but I think Donkey Kong is the best game ever.
Donkey Kong is racist.
Very racist.
You suck.
So it's December.
Good point.
Billy, why your shit look like that?
Yeah, this shit look like this shit you sweep up at a barber shop.
Look at him eating the glue.
Oh my god. They gotta be like mayonnaise.
Nah, it's gotta be like marshmallow fluff.
He is crushing, and that is a bad influence.
Adam Sandler, if you're listening, can you please tell us what the glue was?
Yeah, what the glue was in that movie. Shout out to them Grand Priests.
Retarded or something.
Mm.
Son's got a very creative mind. Maybe something will make mommy and daddy a lot of money.
Daddy's in prison.
My dear Lord.
Yeah, well, I gotta get going right now. I gotta get on the bus. I ride the bus for the city and watch the bus drivers. Kind of this program they got to make sure they turn the wheels right.
Silly. You forgot your stuff.
He's like, I was trying to mac on this big titty bitch right here. She ain't got no booty, though.
Nah, Jack, that's not a requirement.
I'm out to lunch. Billy Madison? Yeah, Billy Madison. Yeah, Billy Madison. Yeah, Billy Madison.
Why is your life so cold?
But why you got a rat?
And I mean C-O-C-O-I-A-L apostrophe D. Like, why is it so, like, cold-like?
Scotty Logan here.
I get what you're saying. Cola.
Why is that so funny? Wait a minute. This is day two? What year is this? So he's starting in every, he going from every grade? Or just
every, yeah, he's doing every grade for 2 weeks. That's why he has until June.
That's a long time.
Look at him. Billy, why you ain't just go to the regular bathroom? You can just go pee in the stall.
That's dude. I forgot his name. He pee on Westworld. That's Mr. Black.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm about to look it up.
Don't worry about it.
Nope, I'm looking it up because that's I don't cool. believe you.
You don't have to. It looked like good enough for me.
That is not him. He ain't shit right now, bro. There's no way that you think that's him.
That's Mr. Black.
No, it's, let me see. Look at Miss Lippy.
Why? What are you doing? Why is she so high? She is smacked. She drugged the kids. Hey, man, I know this is kindergarten, but y'all ain't got no cots, so everybody just communal sleeping on the floor?
Everybody just sleeping on the floor in solidarity.
I drew the duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck. Be honest with you, I...
Nope, that's not Ed Harris.
Well, it's an excellent blue duck. Congratulations. You just passed the first grade.
Oh, ooh.
That's so great. What do you think of that, Mr. Blue Duck? That's fantastic!
So it's been 2 weeks?
Rolex!
So Rolex?
Watch, Billy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, Billy is rich.
That means I was about to say, like, he got money. It's not a thing.
Oh, Lordy. That didn't look like a good fall, y'all.
Yeah, nah. That was a fire. Oh, no.
Your man's is spitting out blood.
That's a bad frontal.
So he's past first grade. He's moved on to second.
Not him. So
I thought he was in kindergarten.
No, first grade. No, he got a spy.
Billy likes to drink soda.
Definitely it hurts.
His car is green.
And now we have just two students left. Bath.
Bath. B-A-T-H. Bath.
Correct.
Bath, that's a little easy. Why don't you just give it a trophy?
Mm.
Cheese.
Wow, why you hit Billy with the five-letter word?
C.
Right.
E.
Oh, it's actually six. S. My bad. Okay. And I'm looking at captions, so I had to look at it.
Right.
Embarrassed.
D-O-W.
No!
Wow, Billy.
Spell this correctly, you pass second grade.
How long he was in his class?
Couch.
C. C-O-R. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I'm asking.
No, I am not going to the mall. Spelling, mister. Correct.
Let's go, Billy.
All right, you cheat.
Even though he did cheat.
Wow, he bedaying it. Why are you? Why? Yeah, I'm writing that down. That's funny. Why are you bedaying it?
You know, everybody's having a good time with you. Let me ask you something, Carl.
You must be a Capricorn.
25 years ago, night bellboy at the Philadelphia Madison. After all your hard work, how would you feel working for some punk kid like Billy? Could be worse.
Look, not Billy Bedan it.
Now Billy Bedan
it. I'll be honest. I mean, first and second grade were easy, but extra studies and division is going to be tough.
Look at him.
Wow. Jackpot.
We're going to start today by reading together a short story entitled My Sister Fanny. Quiet. Okay, so let's all open up our reading fun book.
I don't get it, Joe.
Page 69.
They're children. They don't know what that is.
Class.
She is so annoyed. Wow.
What was that, Billy?
I said, reading is good. Can we start the story now?
Once there was a girl who wanted
y'all, wow.
Yeah, man.
today, Junior?
Today.
I'm not gonna lie, I be saying that randomly sometimes. How do you know her first name?
So you know that girl I've been chasing? It turns out she's my third grade teacher. The first thing she does is kick me out of her class.
Maybe she feels she has to make an example of me. Or maybe she's got something up her ass.
That's what I said.
Billy. That's where Billy get her from.
Uh-huh.
Let me take my shirt off on
you. No.
What?
Okay.
Look, he's like, I can't.
It's on the table.
Billy, what is this drawing?
Billy Madison. Uh-huh. Would you like to try writing some words in cursive on the blackboard today?
Okay,
sure. Do they even teach kids cursive anymore?
I'm trying to count how many kids in that class, because I remember a lot more kids than my third grade class. My third grade class was a fucking...
Hey. Let's go, Billy.
Okay.
How about bumped?
Cursive looked dope, though. You got it.
B-U-N-T in perfect cursive. Any more brain busters?
Rizzuto.
That Z gonna kick his ass. That Z gonna kick his ass. I know it. That Z is wild. It's like a drop. It's like a.
He made two staircases.
That's not fair. Rizzuto is not a worry. He's a baseball player. You're cheating.
Would you like to try the word buzz?
I hate cursive and I hate all of you. I'm never coming back to school. Never.
Look at that run. Look at that run.
Look at him. Look at him.
Why is he at home smoking a cigarette, dunking the paper?
No, it's not a cigarette.
That's a thermometer. If you don't get your ass the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, I can't go to school. If you're going to stay home today, you can help me shave my arm. Oh my God, I'll go to school.
Thanks for watching.
I know, I just saw it.
Oh, they're not gonna make it to high school, I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm.
That's just not riding in high school, sir.
What's going on?
Miss Von Sick.
My nigga Boogie Woogie in on the desk.
On the desk.
Principal Anderson looks like Dilbert.
Miss Vaughn is not feeling well today, so I'll be taking her place. But don't get your hopes up because I plan on teaching. So I hope you plan on learning. Now, who can tell me where we are?
Random black kid. Second random black kid.
It's been a bunch of black kids in this school.
Wait a minute, there's some speckles in here.
In his first grade class, it was hello black kids.
I mean, but the teacher was everywhere. So, you got a shirt under your shirt. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what couldn't wait till after class.
Billy Madison, dumb as fuck.
We're so lucky to have Principal Anderson substituted.
Oh, caught him. That was dope.
Now we have the privilege of staring at that tub of lard all
day. Oh, they smoked him.
Look at him. He's like, I didn't write it.
Stop reading.
Wait, why are you reading it out loud to the kids?
Oh, man, Billy. I just had a funny thing.
How y'all at Billy's house and he not even there?
That's how rich people work. Where's I don't Billy? See that.
He's in school, man.
Look at that product placement. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Look at Billy. It's Valentine's Day. Y'all like older men, and that's not good.
No, don't do that. That shouldn't be allowed. No, I don't like this. Let's write this one. Why ain't got so many though? Who crocheted?
Principal Anderson.
Oh my God.
How did he have time to make a Valentine for Billy?
For real.
P.S. I'm horny. I cannot.
That head nod was dead ass.
Sir.
That head nod at the end was like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Nah, but for real though.
Dead ass though.
How do you know her phone number by heart?
Super weird. Super weird. He looked like the dude from Indian in the Cupboard.
Is this Miss Vaughn? Oh, hi, it's Ernie from class.
It's Ernie from class? Is what he just said?
Vaughn, do you have a boyfriend?
Just some weirdo shit for kids to be like, why is she answering him?
Miss Vaughn, do you like anybody in class more than a friend?
She is the teacher.
No!
Just do it!
Like, she ain't hear you just now.
Miss Vaughn, would you ever go out with anybody from class?
No, because...
Uh-huh. What
about Billy? You're more of a grown-up than Billy. Oh. I'll see you a grown-up.
Nothing.
See
you tomorrow in class, Miss
Vaughn. You blew it! See you
tomorrow in class, Miss Vaughn. Hey, I dare you to throw your sandwich at the bus.
Where do they live?
Yeah, where do they live?
Why is this bus on the highway? This is a field trip. Yeah, that's Chris Rock.
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
He is going through life problems. He is going through life problems. Oh my God.
Look how red his face is.
Hey, I'm trying to score points with a teacher today. Don't screw it up.
I dare you to touch your boob.
That's a third grade. That's a third grade day.
Look, that's assault.
You double dare me?
You just said it was assault.
That little girl in the back ass got so wide. Like, oh my God.
How long till we get there? I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God. Oh, why is your dick on her shoulder? That is wild. That is wild.
Mistake.
Oh God! Go sit down.
Go sit down. I don't like this. It all looks complicit.
Where are they?
They're being led by geese, apparently.
No, old lady.
No.
I've been trying to be good lately.
Well, you're not the first person that's tried to grab my chest. Anyway, we're really trying not to hold you to a higher standard than the rest of the students. Although maybe I should. I was 50.
No, it's just that the other kids kind of look up to me, and I don't want them to think I'm a coward.
Yeah, you say how old he was, though.
A bunch of kids to impress, and another teacher to annoy.
I don't want to annoy another teacher, Miss Vaughn. I want to annoy you. Want to annoy you?
Miss Vaughn! Miss Vaughn!
30?
Bruh.
You ain't got 30 kids. Oh,
bruh.
I'm buffering. Oh, there you go. Wait, where did his friends come from?
I'll tell you who took those luncheons. That damn Sasquatch.
Lady.
Sasquatch.
Where okay, everybody, back on the box.
Where the fuck did she come from?
I'll be right back. Hey, Ernie. What's up?
Nothing.
Uh-oh. What's wrong with Ernie?
Oh, wow.
What does that mean?
No!
Oh, I know. Okay. Don't worry, buddy. You
hang tight. I'll be right back. Solidarity.
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow. Hey, man, Ernie pees pants, too.
All right.
That's... I get what you're trying to do, but that's gross.
It'll never work.
Cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Nobody gets that reference, Grandma.
That was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let's go.
She was like, I pee my pants every day.
What?
Hey,
that's pervert. Fucking wild.
Pervert.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
Mm.
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
Look.
No, they didn't.
What it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
He's like, sir.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
It's the sad burns plus the comb over. That's wild.
Yes. What in the cover band? I hate y'all.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
That's why I hate them, because it's not bad.
Made a whole song for this man. Hey, look, man, we got five. Hold on. Third, fourth. We got a lot more grades to go, man. Ma'am, why do you have the umbrella? Ew. Ew.
The mucus queen is yours.
Thanks.
Hi.
Ugh. Billy done turned her around in 2 weeks.
Facts. She got this little debutante, umbrella. Oh
my God. Not her buying the snack pads.
You're the
coolest. The weekend.
Yeah. That's because you're evil.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, one day you have to stop being evil.
I don't think that's how evil works.
Mm. Why he look like he was eating a napkin?
It could have been. She wearing a napkin.
Out. Is it just you and your dad in here?
Well, actually, no. There's Juanita and some maids and butlers and stuff. And people who work with my dad are always stopping.
She smell that money, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Always sleeping over even when I didn't ask them to.
Sounds like a hotel.
Yeah, it kind of is. It can be distracting. That's why I moved out here.
Wow.
Look at this little tit he got.
It ain't a little Tim. It's Barlow and Bailey Tim, but you know. You got a Persian rug just hanging up.
Just hanging.
Where I've been spending most of my time lately. Not exactly roughing it, are you?
Not him with an oboe.
Those are, they come with a tent.
Oh. That's his spank tank.
Oh my God.
Understand 9 words in that book now.
Oh, God. Good job, Billy.
So, it's the last day of third grade. And you're the teacher alone in your tent. What do you
think? Seducer.
I can think of 3 things I'd like to do. One would involve some ice cubes and a 9-iron.
Sir, what?
2 would include a buffalo.
Oh, buffalo.
Live or stuffed. Preferably stuffed for safety's sake. 3.
She pressing up on him.
Some of those ice cubes. Switch it over to a pitching wedge.
How you guys doing?
Yo, where did Carl come from?
So smooth. Crazy Carl. Good to
see you. Carl's like, bruh, I was...
This is Veronica, my teacher. That's Carl.
Carl's like, I got info. I need to spill the tea.
Oh, he works for my dad, too. He gets the company if I screw up. He's a douchebag.
He made some menacing comments to me earlier today, and then he did that little weasel laugh that he does.
Oh, yeah. How's that laugh go again?
You know.
Ew.
It sounded just like him.
Thanks. Well, I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Why he got a whole chart and this nigga moving from each grade? Oh my God. Pay for it.
We all know what a census is.
This is where that stock become work, goddamn it.
Hey, but he moving along.
That shit out here. Thank you so much.
You know, Adam Sandler can actually ball though.
Yeah, I just seen a post of him today balling with some NBA players.
He ain't got nothing better to do. Why it look like he took a bite out of it?
Because he probably did. Oh my God, they are combing their hair for life.
Yeah, they do that in white schools.
Ma'am, this is your job. Why are you scared?
Because normally people ain't got lives.
You say so.
Where did he get that picture of her?
She gave it to him. She definitely gave it to him.
That beautiful ass picture.
Well, this is with him and his father and these candles everywhere.
Not him making out with the picture. I cannot.
Would you think that'd be a nice gesture if your significant or other like just gave you a photo of themselves? Is a photo even important? Like, anymore?
Yes, I think it would be cute. It's important if y'all don't like live with each other.
All right, stop before I throw up.
Hey, Bill, you want to go play soccer with us after school?
No, I got a test on Friday. I'll play with you guys next week.
Next week.
Why do you eat like that? Why is he still in elementary school eating with y'all?
I'll come and visit you guys all the time.
Yes, your girlfriend.
What the fuck?
Where the fuck did she come from?
I've never seen anybody serve out Sloppy Joes with a spatula.
Never.
Pre-bunned.
That would be fun.
So he just has a party every 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah, he gets a party for every grade he passes. That fountain is deep for him, them to be able to jet ski in it.
Facts.
Do you know where the bathroom is? Second door on the left.
Mm. Why are you walking like that?
What else have I seen him in?
I have the August 1983 issue of Wrestling World.
Mm.
There's a terrific article about a wrestler named the Revolting Blob.
I don't know, but he's fucking magazines.
The Revolting Blob.
Where'd you get that? Oh, I have a subscription. Gee, bad guy. He threw one opponent out of the ring and hit a bunch of senior citizens. I care about some stupid, phony wrestling guy. My God. In June 1983, he sat on some guy's head and killed him. Oh. It was just a stunt! Yeah. He was supposed to pinch my leg if he was running short of air! This guy's sitting on everyone's head and everything.
Well, yeah, because how did he get away with murder?
Those kids are my whole life!
But he's not even the principal at Billy's school no more.
He is the only one acting in this movie. He is giving it his all right now.
Who?
This is the dialogue that got on the road.
Which one?
The Revolting Blob.
Oh, yeah. He extra acting. Like, Billy's in high school. What? That's not even his principal no more. Like, what are you going to do?
Wait a minute. This kid's laying on the lawn before school? What the fuck type school is that?
Yeah. Rich people high school.
He like, yeah.
He like, yeah, I got money. Do you remember Fisker?
No.
Oh.
Please, I don't. What is that? What is Fisker?
Fisker was a car company. They used to make electric cars. And then, but now, after going bankrupt and all that kind of stuff, they've rebranded. Now they're this super huge, successful car company called Karma. Like, their cars are, like, they're electric still, but they're, like, $100-something thousand.
Because you're a loser.
They're really nice, but. And chlorophyll
helps chloroplast. No, I will not make out with you. Did you hear that? This girl wants to make out with me in the middle of class? You got chlorophyll man up there talking about God knows what. All she's talking about is making out with me. I'm here to learn, everybody. Not to make out with you. Go on with the chlorophyll.
Because you're a grown man. What do we know? Right.
Doyle rules.
Thanks a lot, old Doyle. Nice meeting you.
Damn, they all look alike.
Yeah, dude.
Wait till they start with the wedgies.
Yeah. You ought to start cutting your underwear before you get to school. So it rips easier.
I see. Who are you guys?
We're the guys everybody used to pick on before you started here.
Oh, no. They ain't picking on me. Just give me a hard time because I'm the new guy.
Why does he have 18 million books in front of him?
Are you in loser denial or something? I had a bad case of loser denial myself. Until a lacrosse team stuck a parking cone up my ass.
What?
Oh my God.
I ain't no loser. I was the king of this high school. 100 friends, million parties. You guys are losers, not me.
And that is what a prime number is.
I got 4:30.
worried I'll shoot down and say hi to you, Dad.
How's high school, Billy?
Yeah, how's high school?
Oh, high school is great. I mean, I'm learning a lot. And all the kids are treating me very nice. It's great.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
Scarred.
Stay as long as you can.
Look at him.
He is scarred. Can't even do this in films anymore. This is against the law.
Billy's, look, he said, mm.
Ten years ago?
So that means he's like 28.
Stick of 28. God damn.
Well, hold on. Is he saying 10 years ago he graduated or 10 years ago he went to high school? Because then he would be like 24.
Okay. 24 kind of makes more sense.
Look at this phone. Money. Look at this phone. He's so funny.
I do remember this movie.
Danny McGrath.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah. Who's this? This is Billy Madison. You probably don't remember me, but I went to high school with you. I kind of gave you a hard time back then, and I did some things that I thought were funny at the time, but now I realize they were just mean and stupid, and I just wanted to apologize, and I hope you forgive me.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about it. It's no problem.
He calling this guy randomly great. In the middle of the night, bro.
Right.
Well, I am sorry.
From the phone book.
Maybe we can get together yes. sometime and have some coffee or something.
Sure. I'd like that.
Okay,
Steve was Simmy. It's the nigga he called it.
Look at him.
Oh my God. He just casually be like, huh, all right. Let me mark off people I want to kill that's on my wall. Billy Madison, number 4. He like, huh.
He's like, you know what? I'm so happy Billy forgave, like, you know, apologize. Now I don't got to kill him.
Excuse me. Hey, that's the wildest. I do remember this shit. The nigga laid back, put lipstick on, and was like, huh. That banana still there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that is funny!
Next on News 9, a shocking story of power and corruption involving a hotel tycoon. How his 27-year-old millionaire son cheated his way through elementary school. Stay tuned.
Mm.
What the hell?
What?
And now maybe it's somebody else.
Shut the fuck up.
My name is Max Anderson, and I am the principal of the Polyfector Elementary School.
Polyfector.
Recently, a young man named Billy Madison was enrolled there. During that time, Mr. Madison was disrupted. The only reason he passed was that he offered me a bribe of $5,000, which I regrettably accepted.
Hmm. That's hurtful.
That was Principal Matt Anderson of Polyfector Elementary School with a devastating news.
Dad, he's lying.
Oh, press time.
Damn, I can't believe you're going to believe the TV over him.
Why is everybody so calm? You seriously don't believe me, Dad?
That's right. I seriously don't believe you. The deal's off. Eric's got the company.
Wow. Good news for me.
Ew.
I can't believe this is happening right now.
Oh, I get it. Thank
you just sound like you are trying to electrocute something or like some bug keeps hitting the bug zapper.
What you mean?
When you listen to the playback, you'll understand. Billy went right back to drinking.
Product placement. Why didn't you just roll it, Billy?
Right. She ought to beat your ass.
You looking hot tonight?
What has happened to you?
We're gonna go on a date. You, me, Jack, and Frank are gonna go around putting shit on people's doorsteps, and we're gonna set it on fire.
Then why are you acting like this? I know that you didn't pay off Max.
Well, that makes two of us then, baby. But it takes more than two to tangle.
What? No.
I don't think
so it does.
Let's go. No, let's stay. And the three of you can lie dog shit on my living room floor.
Talk it. No more talking. You got a ladder in here? I see what's going on.
Why does he see this fucking penguin every time he gets drunk?
Wow.
So sorry to interrupt. Proceed.
What does she think he saw? What did she think he saw? Because she just let him have a monologue with the wall.
She sure did. She said, I don't know what the fuck he saw, but oh, look at the dog.
What kind of shoes are those?
Keds.
I need to talk to you.
Look at her.
God, damn,
she's manhandling him. Oh, she hit him with that left.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? She beating his ass.
Is she beating his ass?
I think Billy and his girlfriend playing water polo or something. Hey, maybe they're playing Marco Polo.
Nah, they playing Billy getting his ass beat.
You know what I can give you? Instead of being an idiot every day, why don't you go back to school, graduate, and get the company?
Because I don't want it anymore.
What do you mean you don't want it anymore?
So I got something.
You are fucking my money up.
You know what? I can't believe I ever liked someone who just rolled one down.
I ain't rolling over and dying. I was set up. And worst of all, nobody believes me.
I believe you, Billy. And I believe in you. You know, some people have no willpower, no brains, no vision. They just drift through life like lumps of crap.
What is she talking about?
Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just afraid to use them. Don't be. Say my name's really Madison. So
she came over there to whoop his ass.
Basically, get him in a business.
Oh, Lordy. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I will go back to school and achieve it for me. No man will take what my father has built unless that man is me.
He love a good musical, though.
He does love a good music number.
Don't I have a nice rack?
Wow.
Veronica, I thank you for beating the shit out of me.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, I knew you had it in you.
Not him staying on the ground.
I was dead. But when I fell over, I just broke my leg and got a hemorrhage in my head.
So are you spitting up blood?
Dead as a bird.
What does
I don't okay.
Billy, yeah. What does that have to do with anything? Look at his dumb ass.
Mr. Anderson, is that you?
Oh, yes,
sir,
actually, yes, it is. This is just this is normally I don't allow children to be in my home without parental supervision. So
oh my God.
Sure is great.
I mean, that's smart.
Surprise me like this at my home.
Mr. Anderson, Billy said the stuff that you said didn't happen. Is he lying or are you lying?
Well, listen, kids, it's not always...
It is as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah, it is simple, my guy.
It's, are you a liar or is Billy a liar?
No.
Oh my God. That goddamn throw was wild.
What a mess. First this title goes on TV, lies, then retracts it. And now Eric's secretary is in a coma. Carl.
He put secretary in a coma. Thanks for watching.
I believed in Billy all along.
Oh, cut the whole
thank you for watching.
Blackmail Mac. Take it easy, Billy. Things were going along great until this wrestling freak messed things up. Billy should get another shot in high school. Hey, rules are rules.
Billy was supposed to
finish each grade within the
two
or I get the company. And he didn't finish ninth grade.
Eric, certainly there are extenuating circumstances.
Extenuating, extenuating. We had a deal, a signed, written deal. Each grade, 2 weeks, or I get the company.
Well, technically, you're right, but...
Oh, shut up, Ryan. I've had to listen to you, John.
He said, I know you ain't say that to my daddy.
Just shut up! Are you ready to hand the company over to me now?
No.
No.
Then I'll see your ass in court.
I got money. What are you talking about?
I got hella money.
Shithead. Hey, Eric, how would you like to settle this right now? No lawyers. You and me. Mano e mano. What does that mean? Carl, what does that mean? It means an academic decathlon. One day, 10 events, testing all the knowledge one would gain in high school. Me versus you.
You just... Let's take it a little easy, Billy.
No, I'm serious. Let's do it. Let's do it on Friday.
Y'all got money.
So much money.
All right with you, Daddy?
You think you can beat him?
Oh, I can. And I will. The deal. I know it was you.
Oh, no.
Broke my heart.
Nah.
This is last year's physics notes. It's the best I could do.
Thanks a lot, fellas. You're saving my life.
Who the fuck?
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle, I got a feeling your whole family's going down. But for now, I got to study.
Well, he was like, fuck that funky-ass locker.
How did he fit so much dirt in it?
Right. It wasn't even dirt. It was like, shit.
Yeah.
Spanish 14, 16.
1467, 1469,
1514, 1981, 1986. Please do not do that. Come on, I swear. Just hang in there 1 second. Please, God, give me the answer.
Please, God. All right, goddamn it! Now I gotta fucking know.
What?
Where was the Spanish Armada?
Slow down.
Speaks French very quickly.
Ah. Oh.
Y'all ain't even fucking stitching nothing. Oh, here you go. Oh no. Why is he taking his clothes off? Did you tell him to take his clothes off?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to a generous donation by Mr. Madison to the Kent High School Library, I've been able to arrange for 10 different teachers to administer this academic decathlon in various courses of study. However, if there's any attempt by either contestant to cheat, especially with my wife, dirty tramp.
What?
I am just gonna snap. Do I make myself clear?
Is your wife there?
Yeah.
All right then. Let the academic decathlon begin.
Why is she still your wife and not ex-wife?
Everybody's gonna let that ride? That's cool.
Yep.
Did you know that that's the reason for the division sign? Like, when you write the sign for division, the dot is supposed to represent fractions?
Yeah, it's the number over the number.
I had no idea. Oh, shit!
Come on, Billy.
Come on, man. Drag that shit.
But you didn't win him by much.
Smoking.
Right.
Bro, did you see that guy's balls?
Yeah, they were weird looking. Excuse me? How can you even fit a boot in there?
He made it happen.
Nigga froze a Timberland.
Froze a whole Timberland.
I had a I got a chick who worked with me, right? Mm-hmm. She got an irregularly large pen. And when she told me she played the violin, I laughed so hard. I said, God damn. That's funny.
He's good.
He didn't even put the oboe in right.
Whether tis nobler in the mind.
Why is he doing this?
And arrows of outrageous force.
Lord, who made all of
Look at his outfit!
Losing in them. To die.
To die.
To sleep. No.
Let's go, Billy.
That's the family of Odorals.
And they all look alike. Off the
come on. Come on, y'all.
Jesus, Mary.
Where do they live? Why do they have all terrain?
And why was the cliff so close?
Today, the competition between Mr. Eric Gordon and Mr. Billy Madison. As of this moment, Mr. Madison is ahead by 1 point.
Let's go, Billy.
competitor will select the final category for his opponent. Mr. Madison will go first.
Burning dog poo and the human response.
My spouse is sleeping around.
U.S. president. My wife, the tramp. Burning dog poo and the human response. Reflections of society and literature.
Reflections of society and literature.
Good luck, Schmidt.
Mr. Madison, the Industrial Revolution changed the face of the modern novel forever. Discuss, citing specific examples.
That's the kindergarten
period.
First grade.
Okay.
First grade.
The Industrial Revolution, to me, is just like a story I know called The Puppy Who Lost His Way. The world was changing, and the puppy was getting bigger. So you see, the puppy was like industry, in that they were both lost in the woods. And nobody, especially the little boy, society, knew where to find it.
In a children's book?
Except that the puppy was a dog. But the industry, my friend, that was a revolution.
Sir, what?
All right. Slow clap.
Live high football rules!
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone Fucked in this up. Room is now dumb for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yo, he burned him.
You no point. Have mercy on your soul. It's a great T-shirt.
Remain 1 point yes. ahead. Mr. Gordon, it is your turn. Mr. Madison, choose a topic.
I choose business ethics.
Mr. Gordon, the American
Look at him.
Environment has fundamentally changed. Following the insider trading and savings and loan scandals.
Right.
Explain business ethics and how they are applied today.
Boop. I married common street trash.
Business can be summarized in
the random boo is just killing me right now. How y'all let him
what?
Man with this?
What? What the fuck?
He's part of the Wild Wild West.
What the fuck?
When did he change?
Look at Cousin with his hand on his hip. He is sick of his shit, boy.
Look at him.
What? Oh my god. Steve was chilly.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Because if not, he was going to kill you.
Max, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. A little confused. A little sweaty. A little hungry.
Look at Billy.
What the fuck just happened?
What? He got shot in the ass.
What was his whole purpose of putting that costume on? Full costume, y'all.
Hey, any idiot could do that. Well, it was tough for me, so back off! Yahoo, Billy! Billy's number one! Yahoo!
That is
karate. Yahoo! Yahoo for school! Yahoo for me! Anyways, this hotel stuff really isn't for me. So I decided to step down as chairman of Madison Hotels and give the company to Carl.
Let's go, Carl. You've Carl been deserved
the,
it.
Carl played the long game the whole way. He knew that shit was going
to
happen.
Right. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be a teacher.
She's like, who are you teaching? She like, who are you teaching?
What can I say? I saved the
game,
I guess. I mean, Eric doesn't take over.
Look at Eric.
Eric got shot. He still got the suit on.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm still horny. Oh my god. Oh my god.
That is assault.
That is very much so.
You think he's
horny? Oh.
Oh.
Put him in the lunch, lady.
Oh, no.
She would get with the clown.
Makes sense.
Oh, that is statutory.
Also makes sense. Also, no, that's not cool. That's not cool, bro. Okay.
Let's go.
He is really into this right now. That is, okay, I take it back. That's the best acting on movie.
So wait, can he see the penguin too?
I don't know. Not the beak. Oh no, bruh!
All right.
And there you have it. Wow, fucking.
Billy Madison,
man, if this is your movie, you can go right ahead.
Okay, I would give this movie a C plus B minus because it did keep me entertained, and it is a movie that, like, if I was just scrolling through the TV guide and it was on, I would definitely watch it.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Like, I would 100% watch this movie. If this I was just scrolling and it was on, it was wild, especially because, like, if you really think about it, like, this man's daddy is like a bajillionaire. Like, because how you just gonna be like this? Oh, you want to do 2 weeks of every single grade in 3 days? Bet. Pay everybody what you need to pay them. Then, oh, time for a decathlon in a week?
In a week.
Bet. How much money I gotta donate to your library?
Put my name on a wing. Fuck it. Take it.
Right? And then I'm still trying to figure out, is he the only one who could see the damn penguin?
I don't know. That penguin shit was weird.
I mean, he definitely is. He definitely only can see the see the penguin when he's drunk.
I just this fucking movie, man. Oh man, this movie. What? Okay, I'll wait.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so you know me myself personally, I'm gonna give this movie a B, just a solid B. I didn't think I was gonna like this shit as much as I did. B. Oh my god, I don't even know what type of emoji to give it. Like a I don't know. A rifle emoji? Fuck it.
Cuz came in
with the hammer from D.
He really did.
One shot, one kill. One shot.
But think about it. If Billy wouldn't apologize to him, that was going to be Billy.
He was going to be Billy. He was going to be smoking. He was going to shoot that man.
Billy was going to be dead. What grade did you give it?
I gave it a B. A B and a rifle emoji.
Yeah, I would give it... Yeah, B minus and then like... a book emoji. With a money bag. With a money bag beside it.
Okay, I'll just draw a money bag. Money bag is easier.
Then a book? A book is a square.
Actually, it's multiple squares. But, you know,
it's a rectangle.
You know, what I mean? Well, this is a 3D shape. Hey, look, that's how you do it. All right, so look. First of all, the idea that this man had a conversation with his father and said, I want the company. I will go to school to prove to you I can do it. Like, I just... It's a wild premise for a movie. Because I really think the whole movie is centered around him hooking up with a teacher. I think that's the point. This is a wet dream for any young nigga who had a teacher that was sexy in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I didn't like him coming back and seeing the kids that much. Like, bro, you an adult, bro. You're a grown up. But you act like a child. So you like being around kids. It didn't work out that good for other people. That's all I said.
Well, I don't know if he likes being around kids. And I think the only reason why he went back to the kids was because the high school kids was fucking bullying him.
Yeah. He couldn't be no friends over there.
Yeah, he was like, oh, fuck these kids. They mean to me.
Wow. Wow, I just didn't. I don't know. It was, but it did. It kept me entertained, man. He is a funny ass dude.
Yeah, I love Adam Sandler. I think that's what all my next movies are gonna be.
Just Sandler flicks.
I'm just gonna pick random Adam Sandler movies that I really want to watch again. I already know what my next one is gonna be because I love that movie. But yes,
this was nice.
It was nice.
This was nice. I can't believe all the old Doyles are dead though.
From a banana peel, one stale banana
on the road.
From when they went on the field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was a cliff conveniently right there.
Next door. Across the street.
Right there.
Hey man. This is cool. That was all right. I enjoyed watching that movie. That one was good.
Yeah, this was good for our first movie back.
Hey, man. See y'all on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Cranberry and oranges.
Together?
And separately. Separately.
Okay. Oh,